Welcome
back to the Daytime Podcast. Hope everyone's good. Happy International Women's Day, all you lovely ladies. We're recording this on International Women's Day, which is yesterday. So for you guys, yesterday was International Women's Day. You guys are probably seeing it today or whenever you're listening to it. But March 8th was International Women's Day. Shout out to our lovely, lovely woman of, you know, the podcast. And thank every you. Lovely woman that listens to the podcast. You know, thank you guys you. Are amazing people. And
that was sweet.
You guys deserve your just dessert, your credit, everything.
You are a cutie. Thank you. Happy International Women's Day. Women's Day is every day.
Every day.
You know.
Treat your women good every day.
Every day we deserve to be treated well, taken care of.
Exactly.
Love and affection.
Oh, and happy early Mother's Day to all the mothers there.
That too.
You know, shout out moms. Shout out the moms.
All the moms.
All the mothers.
But how have you been? Look at you. You look different. Yeah. You look so different.
If you guys are watching this and you're not listening to it, then you can notice this should be my weekly stand-up of my hair. I got it braided. I did it on Monday. I'm probably taking it out by the time this is out. It's probably already taken out. Due to the fact that it just didn't stay well. Just due to a numerous amount of reasons. Don't get me wrong, it was done well, but some parts were a little bit And due to that, and my erratic sleeping, like I move a lot when I sleep, my durag would fall off and stuff. Like, it was fine when my hair was low and my durag would fall off because it's like, it's like, okay, waves, whatever. Because I never cared about doing waves, but now it's actually messed up my braids. And as I said, since my braids weren't ultra tight from the very get-go, as in like some parts were not braided properly, it meant they are falling off very easily. But have a look for anyone who's watching.
There you go.
If you've seen it on my Instagram or follow me or whatever, you would have seen it. But yeah,
I don't think you put it on your Instagram.
I put it on my story. Okay. Like on my story. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, it's not too bad, honestly. Can't complain. Pretty interesting. At first it was tight. I did feel tight the very first day. I was like, oh, this thing's tight. But then after, you actually just get used to it very quick. Like the next day, I didn't care, you know.
It's a definite facelift.
Yeah, facelift.
Definite indeed. Facelift.
Facelift. Disrespectful.
I'm just saying. Like when I braid the front of my hair, it's like.
Yeah. But so that's pretty much mine. And then I guess maybe another one, a sad day in the parish, as Irish people say. It's like a Akira Toriyama died. We found out today. On International Women's Day.
You rest in peace.
You know, shout out Dragon Ball. Everyone who watches that, you know, Dragon Ball is a very big part of a lot of people's lives and stuff like that. So, like, you know, yeah, shout out. But what's your weekly stand-up?
My weekly stand-up. I think it's just related to all the bad books I've been reading the past.
Been on a spree. You have been
honestly,
on a spree.
Bad book after bad book after bad book. It was just like, where's all the good stuff? I haven't read a good book since, like,
January.
I swear, yeah, it's been that long. Like, I think I've read like 3 books in the past 3 weeks. I try to do one a week, but I've read like 2 last week, and they've both been bad. So I just wanted to vent about that because I'm just a little disappointed with the books I've been reading.
Nothing worse than like dedicating time to a book that's just not good.
Yeah, and I have to finish them.
Yeah.
I literally have to finish them, which I think makes it worse because I'm not really there for the enjoyment. It's just,
you're just trying to
more reason to bash it, like bash it.
Yeah, you're just trying to get through the emotions, exactly.
So if there's any good book recommendations that you guys have, please drop them into our DMs, comments, wherever you want. So
exactly.
That could help me. Anyways, we know what you're here for today.
First episode of the month officially, you know, so you know what that means. It means your free Reddit episode that's not locked behind a Patreon paywall.
Although we did have the Valentine's one.
Yeah.
We were
which
good
is
for
free.
That one.
We gave you that one for free.
For free.
If you want to go listen to it and then pay us after that.
It was funny, actually. It was good episode.
It was a good episode, too.
I listened to it, so.
Guys.
But I listened to all our episodes. Someone here doesn't.
I listen to them when I'm editing.
I listen to them because I enjoy them and when I'm editing them. Anyways, on to the first story of today. So, am I the asshole for telling my mom I will move out instead of paying $600 a month for rent. I'm 25 and I was paying $60 a week rent for a few years. I recently started a new temp job that pays pretty decent and they decided to keep me with the company last week. This morning, my mom texted me saying rent starts up again, $150 a week. I just told her I will move out. I already pay for my own meals. I only have my small bedroom to call my own in their house. I can rent a studio apartment 3 or 4 times the size of my room for a few hundred more, or could rent a room with friends for less than my mom is trying to charge me. It would be one thing if they cooked and cleaned for me every day and I was raking up their bills, but I do my own thing, pay my own bills. I never really even cross paths with my parents besides when I'm getting off work. My mom's definitely pissed that I said that, I can tell, but I'm also upset the person who birthed me is trying to get me to pay what I would pay a landlord for rent just to sleep in her house. Even $100 a week, I would have been more inclined to be okay with, but $600 a month just to be able to sleep at my parents' house seems a little high. If I am paying $600 a month, I think I would deserve my own spaces around the house also, as I would with a landlord. It seems having a landlord would be a better deal for me in this case.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
I think we've definitely touched, I think, before on living with parents and like paying for stuff or whatever. I think it's completely normal to charge your kids stuff once they can afford it because, you know, paying for stuff is expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, in this economy, exactly. Parents, it's hard for parents to have to feed themselves, let alone someone else, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think expecting them to pay for stuff is completely understandable. However, $600 a month is extremely steep. I feel like first $600 a month, like I could have a room in an apartment with someone else, and like they said, at least that way they have some freedom around the house, right? Because when you live with your parents, I feel like you don't have as much freedom.
It's more restricted.
It's a little bit more restricted. So I don't think he's in the wrong for that.
No, I don't think so. It's not, especially because it doesn't sound like, oh, it's like, why are they charging me rent? It was like, they charged me such a high amount, mm-hmm. for what I'm getting, which is understandable. You know, that's just a difference. Like, you know, maybe they free, like, oh, this is what we should be getting. All right, go rent it out to someone else, because like that doesn't make sense in this current market, right? Literally, that's like in that market. Clearly, it's like he could get a room for bigger for less. So it's like, why am I paying this much for this? And obviously, as you said, the freedom and everything, I think definitely without a doubt that they make the right choice of like saying that. I would only say that maybe it would be like to keep the peace, instead of saying like, hey, I don't like that you're charging me this because of bloody all the XYZ, just be like, yeah, I'm gonna move out. And then if they ask why, you're gonna be like, well, I just think it's more worth it for me.
I think it's a little late, you already told them.
You know, like whatever. But yeah, but that's what I'm just thinking. Like, you know, it's one of those things that that's the best way to approach it. That's how I would personally approach it. And it's like, oh, because of XYZ. But first, you just be like, yeah, I'm just...
Would you not try to at first be like, hey, I feel this is a little steep, before you're like, hey, I'm moving out?
Well, I think like when you're able to be on your own, you should be on your own anyway. Because like, I don't think you should stay with your parents for too long. Like, it's just an inconvenience, really. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love you, my family, stuff like that. But it's always good to have your own space, you know? Especially when you're an adult, they're an adult. It's not like you're a kid sharing space with your family. You're an adult sharing the space with another adult.
Adult,
you know,
yeah.
That happens to be your family, which makes it even harder than just being two adults sharing the space. You know, like there's like you can give out to like other adults for things. Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder for you to give out to your parents for
like
things.
Like, you're not cleaning this how I wanted to clean.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that.
But then what's your take on like, you know, rules, like still having rules? If you're to move with your parents now at the age of 26, if you know your parents were to impose rules, like how would you take that?
Like, you just have, like, if you're in their space, you got to take it. Like, the same way that if you lived like with a landlord, like for example, you would have to take whatever rules that they have.
So even if you had to pay for everything by
yourself, like take for example, like, you know, there are some houses in which a landlord is there and they have rules that's like, hey, you can't, you should, we have a curfew here, please.
I do think that's a bit rare though.
You'd be surprised. Like, when I was looking for housing, that was so common. Like, when I first moved to Dublin and I was looking for places, there were so many places where like landlords
living
in.
But I think that's a little different. I think that the landlord can't tell you you can't cook at 12. The landlord can't tell you you didn't clean the bathroom properly. The landlord can't.
Like, oh, you can't cook at 12. Yes, they can.
They can't do that if you're
absolutely
renting a
space. They can. No, like literally, I remember there was one of those ones. I remember seeing on rent.ie, and I was like living with the landlord, and then they had the whole rules. They're like, oh, no cooking, no going I out to whatever
rare.
After 10.
I think you that's know, rare. We that. Can all agree like, that's very rare.
But what I'm saying is like, it can happen. And the same way I wouldn't want that is the same way like I wouldn't want that with my parents, you know, which is like, just stay away from me, you know, like I don't want that. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, and obviously like, it's a little bit more digestible with your parents because like, maybe you can kind of like work him out or whatever. And it's like all your parents, but like having paid for something and then having all the rules. Oh my God. Fuck that.
It's like, oh, am I doing enough here?
No
like,
way.
No, I agree. I think move out for your own sanity anyway, for your own life experience. Living by yourself is good always. So do it.
Yeah.
So the next story. Am I the asshole for telling my brother's girlfriend to F off? Dun, dun, dun. My wife and I lost our teenage son earlier this year. It's been heart-wrenching. My wife actually got fired from her job. She fell into a deep depression, as can be imagined. My brother has a girlfriend, 22, and she dabbles in the spiritual world and into all that kind of stuff. 3 nights ago, we had them over for dinner for my youngest birthday party. In front of my depressed wife and my 2 young children, she said, "I can feel your son here." I say, "Excuse me?" She tells my wife that she can feel his presence here and that she just knows she can help us make contact and help us with closure. My youngest is confused, starts crying. My wife's on the verge of tears. My brother's staring at her in awe, like it's this great thing. I told her she needed to stop that or she can leave. She got upset and said she was trying to help us with closure that I don't understand. I told her to F off and leave. My brother got angry at me. We got into a big argument. They left. My wife is upset but thinks maybe I should have listened to her. She's desperate. My brother's texting me how disrespectful I was to his girlfriend and I need to apologize. That's not just something you say to grieving parents. Am I in the wrong?
No. Like, I don't care even if you have a proven track record or continuously. No, it's not the place or time. Like, let the family grieve. Like, let them grieve. Like, don't get me, like, a lot of that shit is bullshit, let's be honest. It's such bullshit. Like, and like, so many of those people believe their own bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So, like, why are you... It's just, like, reliving the pain.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, oh, my God. It's giving false hope when, like, the person should be trying to, like, come to terms with what's going on. And now, like, it's, like, sets that back, you know? And I would be upset, too. Like, this, I'd be so upset. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know, like, please, like, what's wrong with you?
The absolute trauma that can cause for the younger kids.
Yeah, they're like, wait, what do you mean?
It's crazy.
Like, nah. I literally have nothing more to say than, like, I think... I would have been exactly the same, just been like, fuck off, get out of my house.
I was always actually scared of like haunted places myself.
Yeah, but never, I would never, like, I never go to a place that's deemed haunted, like, for fun, guys.
No.
That's crazy.
No.
Just
but,
to
but like, what? Imagine it's like, oh yeah, your house is, your son is here. I'd have to leave. I don't know. I'm just imagining being also the child listening to this. And literally, I would start crying because I'm, like, so confused and lost and scared.
Yeah.
You know, ultimately. Unrelated a little bit, but... So, we're watching Love is Blind, right? And... I know, how did we get here? But it's about, like, childhood trauma. I saw this TikTok that... I don't... This is kind of spoiler, but if you haven't seen it, just letting you know, FYI. So Clay and AD, right, goes to get married, whatever. And he says no. And this comment pointed out how, like, there was no one there for the little girls watching all this happen, really confused. They were just, like, watching their, like, auntie cry. And they were like, what? And she was saying that she feels for them in that moment, that there was no one to console them or take them away or, like, whatever. I don't know, I just thought that was...
Interesting, yeah. Like, I guess I never thought about it that, but I seem like they would have just explained, like, oh, yeah, just...
Blah, blah. I don't know, protect the kids' innocence, okay?
Yeah,
protect
like, I don't know. I guess, like there is, like, why you'd bring the kids, but then at the same time, it's like, if he had said yes, like, that would have been, like, what, you know, like,
a family thing. So. As in, like...
No, I'm
as
just...
As soon as that happened, they should have been consoled, like, oh, come here.
That's interesting, actually. Okay, never thought about that.
I think... So, like, you know, parents are very used to being like, yeah, well, kids have to learn reality, but like, that's just taking away their innocence, you know, let kids be kids.
Fair.
Yeah. Anyways, that was quite the story, hey? On to the next one. This one's a bit long, so enjoy. How do I keep myself from starving when I visit my husband's family? My husband and I only visited his family out of state twice. This time, our flight arrived just after dinner time. I bought a bag of nuts at the airport to hold me off until we ate. His dad picked us up at the airport and drove us straight to a family party. It was catered. Now here's where it gets tricky. I have a couple of medical issues that require me to eliminate certain foods from my diet, such as gluten or dairy. I know it is confusing for others and usually can find something I can eat. This time, it was a chicken wings and celery. We spent the night at his parents' house. The next morning, I was offered a few pieces of melon for breakfast. Nothing else was offered to me in the way of food the rest of the day. We flew back out around 6 p.m. My husband raided his parents' refrigerator and ate some of their leftovers that I couldn't eat. He had a second helping later in the day and nibbled on other food that had out for their guests. His dad apologized for not having anything I could eat. They never prepared a lunch or put anything out for lunch. I didn't feel comfortable going through their kitchen to look for food I could eat. Before we left for the airport to return, I told my husband I was going to have to eat at the airport because I was starving and getting hungry. I don't have a car to go out and pick something up. I can't pack much to eat since I'm flying. The last time I was there for 3 days and I had 3 meals. I see this as different in our families. My parents would have made a breakfast for all of us to sit and eat together and a lunch. My husband will also come home from work and raid the refrigerator as I'm making dinner, then tell me he's stuffed and can't eat what I cooked. I think they just don't eat together.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess like even if they don't eat together, it would have been good for them to just have options in the house for her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even if they don't eat together, it's like, oh, hey, I know you can't eat a lot of stuff, so we bought, like, a few things here. Like, feel free to help yourself, you know? Like, because she said that, oh, she didn't want to go look for stuff. But, like, it would have been nice if they had come to her initially, like, hey, we know, like, a lot of stuff, like, we have you can't eat. And, you know, like, we don't really tend to eat together, but feel free to, like, we bought some stuff that was like gluten free XYZ whatever, and it's all here in the fridge.
Yeah.
And it's here in this cabinet, like, so you know, if you want to spruce yourself something up, feel free. Water, like, you know, whatever.
But like if you're someone who say has intolerances or allergies or whatever, do you expect when you go to someone's home for that to be catered?
No, absolutely not.
Or do you bring your own meals with you?
No, I would bring my own stuff, but like I think in the scenario of like when it's like family like that, I would hope they'd be a little bit more considerate of me. But obviously I would still bring my own stuff without a doubt,
right.
You know? And if they do, that's like a bonus, you know? Like, but definitely like, especially if you're like, yeah, it's probably harder or whatever. And there's people, whatever. Like I would always bring my own stuff, but I can understand like, you know, it would be nice. The feeling that, oh, it's really nice that they thought about me, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I wouldn't blame them per se, but at the same time, like, after X amount of time, like, let's say we've been together for a long time, I would hope that they'd be a little bit more understanding and have, like, at least a thing or two for me.
They're both 57 years old.
Oh.
I forgot to mention that.
Like, the couple?
Yeah. And so I assume the parents are quite old. Like,
okay, that makes a big difference, though.
Yeah, they're both, like, in their 50s.
Yeah, just bring food.
Yeah. Like at that point they'd probably be grateful. But have you ever been at someone's house and like you're like, oh, there's nothing for me to eat?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm just like I don't like starve. Anything. Yeah, just be hungry.
Just be hungry.
Like just be hungry. Like,
do you know, I think to avoid those kind of situations, like I would definitely bring something as like, even if it's like a, oh, I thought I'd bring a little something, but more it's like, I'm thinking about myself, something to eat for me.
Yeah, that's also smart. I think that's a very definitely good cop out. Definitely like,
play it off.
Hey guys, I hope you like this. If you don't, that's no worries, but yeah. I'll just stop bringing
it. And then just eat the whole thing first.
For yourself.
No, I think that's a way that it kind of works out. Because you also never know, like you might not be into whatever that families it's into.
It's cooking anyway.
You know? So, yeah. You might not like it. You might not whatever. So it's like, just thought I'd bring an extra dish. That we have an extra dish.
Now my parents are going to be weird every time you bring food to the house.
No, because I hate showing up without stuff. Like, without something. Or even if it's like a snack, right? But this is if I'm going to people's houses to eat. It's very even rare that we don't really go to people's houses to eat.
No.
We host dinners.
I don't. I'm just going to stop there. Go on.
What do you mean you don't
No, nothing.
But I usually, like, people come over here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but I love to ask everyone, like, hey, what do you eat? What do you not eat? And I'd like, if one of my friends is vegetarian, I'm going to have something for her to eat,
exactly.
You know? Gotta do that.
As okay. A ghost host should.
Yeah. Okay, on to the next story. Am I the asshole for asking my husband to get rid of his dog? I married my husband 2 years ago. Let me start off by saying our home cultures were completely different. My husband grew up in Wisconsin and has had dogs all of his life. I'm from Mexico. My sister Rosa, got rabies from a dog when we were both young and ended up passing from it. I tolerate dogs, but I honestly have a very bad fear of them. Ethan has a black Labrador, Layla. Layla would be a very good dog if she was on a farm herding sheep or something. But Layla lives with me and my husband in our house that isn't small necessarily, but becomes small for a dog like her. She has nipped me, jumped me, attempted to bite me, ran over my niece, etc. I never felt comfortable around her, but Ethan has had her for 5 years and is very attached to her, which I understand. But at the same time, I worried that one day I would regret it. I found out I'm pregnant and I'm 25 weeks pregnant currently. I'm having twins, and after the ultrasound, the first thing I thought was, Layla, I can barely get past her when I come in through the door, and if that's hard for me, I'm worried what it would be like, even more difficult to try to raise two babies with a dog like that around. She is hard enough to have in our house with two adults. How could I do that with two babies? I tell Ethan all the time that I'm concerned for our baby safety with Layla, but he has always says that I'm overreacting. I don't want her to get put down. I just want her to live somewhere else for at least a couple of years. Am I being unreasonable for this? This one's hard because...
What do you think?
No, what do you think?
I think... It coming from like a fair place of like she's like worried, you know, she's a mother and she's worried that she's like, hey, like we're already struggling. Like, okay, maybe not you, but I'm definitely struggling with this dog, you know, and it doesn't listen to me. It's always like jumping around and whatever. And I find it hard to manage, let alone with two kids that I have to manage. I don't think I can do this, you know, and I think that's a fair request, you know, as in like from her perspective, because she's just being real. Like, she's like, I don't know if it's not, like... And it's then up to him to be like, hey, I will go above and beyond to make sure it's not an issue. And if the moment it does become, like, an issue that we have to deal with, then we will go take Layla somewhere, you know? Okay. Or it's like, okay, I can see where you're coming from. I have noticed it is a little bit hard. It probably will be hard. Let's just take Layla somewhere already before that even happens. I think that's the only two things he should be saying. I don't think it's like a retaliation of like, oh my God, how dare you? It's like, you're my wife. I can understand it. And let's see how we can go about doing this thing.
I don't know. I feel like people will eat you up for that because a dog is a child. It's someone's
child. Yeah, and that's child, understandable. You know? Like, but
so at it's the like, same yeah, time, go get rid of your baby. Go give it away.
Like, I get it. But at the same time, it's like, this is also your wife, and this will be your literal children. As in, like, if she's coming to you with a concern, because she's not saying get rid of the dog, she's saying I am worried that it's going to be hard, and then it's for you to reassure them, and then to make sure, and then to see that through,
right?
Like, reassure and see it through. You don't just say, "Oh, be fine," and then like let Leah just do whatever the fuck she wants when she's having the car. When she has the child and then like she's having a hard time, you know, instead it should be like, okay, it's gonna be fine, and then you take extra care to make sure Layla is like not acting up around the kids or around her, you know, like, and if you can't do that, then something has to be done, you know, like no one's saying put the dog on, but you can send it back home, like to your parents in Wisconsin, and go take it to a farm, so on and so forth. And yes, it's hard, like, don't get me wrong, there's nothing easy about this choice, but it's like, this is your wife and your future kids. you have to be serious. Like, you, as much as you love her, the dog, you also have to take into them into consideration. You have to take everyone, the whole, all parties into consideration.
I agree, because I think now that kids are involved, it's a little bit different. You know, it's not like just them two, whatever. I don't know. I was asking all those questions, but I'm obviously on your side. Like, I, as someone who, like, I don't hate dogs. I do have a fear of dogs. Well, it's a little like, they're a little unpredictable for me, you know? Cats, I feel like, they're also chill.
But they're also unpredictable.
Not really. Like, when they have their little heebie-jeebies. No, when they have their little heebie-jeebies, you just let them do whatever. But I feel like cats aren't going to pounce on me when I walk through the door and stuff like that. You know, it's a lot less likely, guys. I've had two cats, okay? I have experience. Like, I don't know. Dogs are... And I would have a dog. That's not saying that I wouldn't have a dog. But I'm just saying there's this irrational kind of fear. My cousin got bit by our dog, our home dog.
When I've been bit by many dogs.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, like, it is what it is. So. It's crazy.
What was I going to say about this? Yeah, look, I know that dogs can be seen as babies of the family, members, whatever. But I think there's nothing wrong with wanting to either rehome a dog or, you know, give it in someone else's care for a while. This influencer that I watched, Natalie, right? I think she has two puppies or one. And recently she's been talking about how she's finding it really difficult to deal with them. Like, she's just really aggravated. And she's like, I feel like I'm doing them a disservice by keeping them with me when someone else could, like, love them, having them around. And she was getting a lot of flack for
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, I can see it. Because
it's like, oh, why would you get them if you know you did it, whatever. And it's like, guys, relax. You know, like, you might just simply not be able to have these around. Like, and it just is what it, rehome them for a while. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think we need to stop bashing people for these kind of things.
People like give up kids because they can't take care of them.
So, you know, and a pet, like, it, guys, there's more important things in the world. It's
let
okay. others,
you let another person adopt your baby. Same way people let other people adopt
your exactly.
babies.
Like, oh, I'm not ready for a kid. And I get it because you have the dog with the intention of having it. That's why you get it. But you might get it and you're like, this is not for me.
Exactly.
You know? Okay, on to the last story of today. Would I be the asshole if I rescinded my offer to pay for a friend's birthday dinner after they picked somewhere I can't eat? My friend is turning 40 and I offered to pay for him and a group of our friends to have dinner anywhere Luke wanted. Luke knows I've been vegan since my 20s and it's never been an issue before. When I asked where he made reservations, he said a local BBQ place that is famous here for having a menu that mocks people who don't eat meat. Like, literally has a section that says vegetarian options, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I asked what he expected me to eat and he got huffy and said, well, it's my birthday, so it shouldn't matter. I should eat before getting there and just order drinks while everyone else eats dinner and still enjoys everyone's company. This sounds miserable to me. I had zero expectations of Luke picking somewhere vegan friendly. Hell, I expected him to pick a steakhouse and I would have been fine with a salad and some sides. I didn't expect him to choose somewhere that prides themselves on meat being in every single dish on the menu. I want to tell him never mind and buy him a traditional birthday gift instead, but feel like a massive a-hole for taking back my offer. I don't know what to do.
Take back that offer, Joel. What do you mean? What do you
with
mean?
With haste.
No, I would actually be so vexed. Like, that's just disrespectful. Yep. Like, I'm here doing something for you out of the kindness of my own heart because you're my friend. Then you're like,
And the fact that, look, say they didn't pick the menu that mocks vegetarian or whatever. To have no options for your friend at all.
Even chips. Even little chips. Chips and a salad.
No, I wouldn't even be okay with that.
I'm saying even the bare minimum is chips and a salad. You're like, have some drink.
Yeah. But no, like, I just mean, say that this was just simply not, like, they have sides, but no real menus, like menu for a vegetarian option, what I mean. I could never bring my friend somewhere there that's willing to pay.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
That's insane. You're just a dickhead. Like, you actually are just, like, at that stage, you're just a dickhead. You're a dickhead for no reason. Like, how can you do that to someone that, like, is your friend for a long time? It sounds like they've been friends for a long time because he's like, oh, I've been vegan since 20 and he's known.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Like, you're just being, he's like, That shit just pisses me off when people are like just bad friends and like dickheads to their people. Like, it's like, who are you? Mm-hmm. Who even are you? Like, do you even care about this person at all? Like, what's wrong with you? You know, yeah. It's like such an asshole move to make. And honestly, like, I would be like, fuck you. I'm not even going to get your present because of how disrespectful. No, honestly, because it's like, it's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's like, I've already told you I'm going to do this for you because I care about you.
Yeah.
And then the minimum you could have done is thought about, okay, like, yes, I want to go somewhere I want to eat, but let me at least be kind of considerate of this mm-hmm. other person because they're doing something out of their kindness and their own heart because of how much you like me, you know? And it's like, no, screw you. It's like, and they're not paying, and he's not paying for just, and he's not just paying for just that. It sounds like he's paying for the whole people. You know, that's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, the group, yeah.
Like the group. And then it's like, oh, while we're all enjoying our food, you can just have drinks.
It kind of makes me question like what other kind of instances have been there in their friendship that maybe he's just brushed off as like, oh, it's just my friend, whatever.
Piece of shit.
Because like his friend has known that he's been vegetarian since he was 20. So there's a lot of friendship there, like 20 years of friendship.
Perhaps. Well, it depends on whatever age, yeah.
Well, they're 40. He's turning 40.
Oh, so 20 years of fucking friendship. Like...
Yeah, what a shitty friend.
Guys, you need good friends in your life.
I wouldn't... No, I don't... If
too many people have enemies for friends.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of you guys have enemies for your friends and you can't see past it.
Open your eyes.
You know, like your best friends are ops. You know, they're not there to see you win. They're there to see you suffer.
Like, it's unfortunate. It's sad, really.
Pathetic,
sad.
Like.
But, I would still show up with a gift and then distance myself slowly.
I would not. I'd be like, fuck you, fuck yourself, fuck your birthday, stupid ass bitch. If you want to rekindle this thing, write me an apology. Bye-bye.
Write me an apology.
Yeah, a literal handwritten apology. I'm not joking. I'm being dead ass. Fuck you. You guys might think I'm like, I think people might think I'm like, oh, you're being overreactive. No. You guys really need to understand that you have been friends with this person for 20 odd years at least, minimum, because it's like they know you've been vegan for since you were 20. Mm-hmm. Probably so. That means they're probably friends longer than that, like, you know, because they became vegan. And then for them to be like, I don't care about what you stand out. Like, once again, me and my friends have different opinions. There's the beliefs that they have that I don't have and beliefs I have that they don't have, right? But because we are friends, we will always respect each other.
Right.
And for you to straight be like, no, I don't respect you, and I'm going to take you to a place that makes fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's a different story if you guys are just like poking at each other, but this is like down on me, like, and being like, just go have drinks. You have food before and then go have drinks.
I'm hoping it's a big fat joke.
That's just disrespectful. And I have no, I literally have, it means you have no respect for me. And respect is the foundation of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have no respect for me, then why the fuck are we even friends in the first place? You know? Honestly, guys, head it up. Just saying.
I agree. I'm with you on that one. Crappy friend. Very crappy friend. Absolutely. But that's all we had for you today.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
It's a short episode, but. Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed. You can get more if you go to the Patreon.
I swear we're more fun there. Mm-hmm. I think it's because we're chill on the couch.
Well, also we like, though. I take that back from the glitter, by the way. We have fun here too.
It just depends on the day.
But also at the same time, it like all really depends on like when we record these things and everything. Especially
I think
like,
as well, like just being on the couch and relaxed allows me to trauma dump a lot more. So if you guys want to hear more crazy stuff,
this just sounds like we're forced to go to
I'm really not forcing anything. I just genuinely mean like I feel like formally sitting here and like reading stories, it's just not a vibe. It doesn't feel conversational.
Maybe we should what do you guys think? Do you guys think for
should
the
should we take
first,
you to the couch?
Should we swap like our location for the first episode of the month, you know, like as well for you guys? Like would you guys prefer
I think we should consider that.
Who knows? So we'll think about it. Put it, go comment, talk about it and let us know.
Till next time.
Peace.